I believe joining us on the line, a gentleman who is going to be part of a big act at the Temple Beth Amuna. That is the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. We have none other than Boston comedian and national headliner Tony V joining us. Tony, are you there?
I am right here.
Tony, thank you so much.
I'm sitting on my stoop.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm sitting on my stoop.
You're sitting on your stoop in South Boston?
Nah, in Charlestown, even better.
Charlestown? I was just watching The Town the other night. Was that filmed in Charlestown?
Yes, I'm in that movie.
No, you are not.
I certainly am.
I love that movie.
I was the Vericom crew chief who explained how they broke into the bank and inadvertently ratted out the guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See that? We made a connection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you
that
know
was me. I was acting.
So I was acting.
Well,
I got to ask you. Talk to us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, folks who may not know who you are. I mean, you are somebody who has been seen on, you know, not only cable. You've opened for a lot of great acts, whether it was for music groups or, you know, being a part of, you know, TV shows or movies.
Yeah, I worked on a show called The Brotherhood that was filmed on in Providence, Rhode Island for 2 seasons. I did the Conan O'Brien show several times. I was in a Hallmark movie about 3 weeks ago called The Makeover with Julia Stiles. I got a small part in a movie coming up called The Heat with Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock.
Wow.
Hey.
You're doing all right.
Well, and I'm sitting on my stoop.
Sitting on my stoop. Talk to us about this event that's coming up on Saturday night that's going to be taking place in Brockton, which we're actually in a couple of minutes going to give out some tickets for.
Fantastic. To begin with, who would have thought there was a temple in Brockton?
Who would have known?
Who would have known?
Who would have
thought? I think I've been to this temple, and I don't mean to brag here, along with all my other accomplishments, but I am very big in Perm. I am huge during the holiday season.
Now, why is that?
I don't know. You know, I have not worked a Perm celebration, and I'm going to say 15 years.
But this isn't your first time at the temple, correct?
I've been to this temple. It's a very good temple.
So you're...
I rank my temples, and this is right up there.
Now, besides having a chance to see you, you're the guy that everybody's going to come and see. Who else is going to be on the comedy card?
I'm going to have an opening act with me, a fellow by the name of Dan Crone. I just worked with him Saturday night, and he's very, very funny.
Okay.
And it should be a good night. If the last time I was there was any indication, we had a ball. I mean, it's a great thing. And I don't know if you're familiar with Perm. It's a very celebratory holiday, and it falls around this time in March all the time. And people dress up, and it's a lot of fun. And we'll be telling our stories and jokes and having a good old time.
Now, they're also going to be having a bunch of auction items that are going to be there as well.
I will run the auction as well, and I run a fantastic auction.
Really?
Yes.
What's some of the things that they're going to have that folks can, if they want to get involved?
I know they have an Adam Sandler autographed script.
Oh, yeah.
They have some football paraphernalia from your Patriots and a couple of sporting event tickets, and it's going to be fun.
All right. March 16th, the doors.
This Saturday evening.
This Saturday evening. I'll make sure that I'm on front row. And,
are you coming?
I am coming.
Why don't you help me with the auction?
I just might. Maybe I'll just stand there and look stupid. It might be better.
I might need my own, you know, Vanna White.
Ooh. And somebody wants a vowel. Very nice.
Yeah,
I can do that.
You could point to the items in a very fetching way.
I could do that Price is Right thing there, where the car is there. You kind of like run your hands sideways.
If you hold a picture,
we could take this on the road, man.
If you hold a picture of Vanna White up next to you, Kevin, almost the same.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know. People wouldn't know. We don't want to fool the people. It's not false advertising because they'll be sitting there going, "Is that Kevin or is that Vanna White?" That's crazy. We can't tell the difference. It's mad, I tell you, mad.
I got to ask you, what are some of the things that you've had a chance to do over your career that we might have a chance to hear about on Saturday night?
Well, you know, one of my favorite things that I've ever done is in the early part of my career, many, many years ago, I was the American Tourist, the luggage gorilla, if anybody remembers that.
Okay, explain.
A long time ago, my lifetime, because I did it, American Tourist used to have a gorilla that smashed luggage.
That's
to show
right.
How tough it was.
Yep.
I was the gorilla.
Very interesting.
I've left you speechless. I've left you speechless.
Well, here's the thing. I've always wanted to meet the gorilla in that commercial.
Well, look at this. Now, Saturday night, you can come up and shake a paw.
I will definitely shake a paw. I will also be there.
Whatever gorillas have. I guess they have hands, gorillas.
Folks can have a chance to check out some of the sports memorabilia. I guess Tom Brady, Billie Jean King. There's items from Billie Jean King, the tennis star. Steve Nelson, Chris Nyland, Knuckles Nyland, if you're a Bruins fan.
Yep. You know, I don't believe they have a picture of him scoring a goal.
Well, I'd probably beaten the snot out of somebody.
Yeah,
like that.
That's the only picture they have.
Right in mid-punch. That would be good. And Adam Sandler, I believe he was in Brockton a year or two ago filming for one of his movies, and he actually did some stuff up in the temple, didn't he?
Oh, I think so. Oh, yeah.
So that's definitely good. Just so folks
know. When Adam first got started doing stand-up, he was living in New Hampshire before he moved to New York and became Adam Sandler.
Right.
I always had a ball with him, you know, and he'd hang out at the clubs, and I'd always get a call from the, from the owner or you know, the booker of the show, and they'd go, "Hey, that kid that sings the dirty songs on the guitar is coming by. Don't put him on." And I hate people telling me what to do.
Well, you
it's at the back. I go, "Hey, Adam, want to go do a few songs?" They go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And they'd go up, and people would stare at him for a while. And he killed, and then he went on to do what he did.
And look at my Thanksgivings aren't the same without hearing his song.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. No. And I actually did a movie with Adam many, many years ago, 1991, a movie called Shakes the Clown.
No kidding.
Yep.
Yeah, you've worked with the likes of Jay Leno, Dennis Miller.
Opened for Jay for many, many years, yeah. I was his opening act for a long, long time.
What do you think of him retiring from The Tonight Show? Do you think it happens this time? Does it happen?
Man, I hope so. If we fall for that again, we're all a little bit screwy, aren't we?
I mean, we lost Conan because of
time.
It.
I mean, I think it's time.
All right.
You know?
How about the music acts? You've opened for music acts. Kenny Rogers. Now, did you have a chance to try his chicken first, or did you just get up on stage?
I did not have his chicken, I can honestly say.
You still have restaurants. My co-host is laughing. You never tried Kenny Rogers' chicken?
I have never.
You haven't lived until you try his chicken. I don't know if any of the restaurants
stick with
are
Chick-fil-A.
Open.
I don't know. Could we be eating Kenny Rogers' chicken without knowing it?
No, probably not.
Well, you'd have to go to it's like a place you go, the Kenny Rogers' chicken.
Exactly.
Right.
That was the joke.
It's not
it was
like
a bad
I
joke.
Wouldn't be at like the 99 and someone would go, "I have this chicken. It's on Kenny Rogers."
It's not like that, Joe.
No, it doesn't. No, you got to go.
Just so you know that. We're going to give the number out, 781-837-4900, and we'll take probably the first five folks to call in. You'll get a pair of tickets. Tony, anything in closing, my friend?
I would just say come to the show, enjoy yourself, and if anybody's in Charlestown, I'll be out here smoking my cigar for about 20 minutes. Come by and sit on my stoop.
Check them out at the Temple Beth Amuna in Brockton, 479 Torrey Street. Have a good night.
See ya.
See you later.